Well, the Perek of Oila is fifth Mishnah. Koyres habayis v'aliyah she'en alei maziva. They are beams and the ceiling of a roof, ceiling of a room, second story, and they don't have the cement on top of them. They mechulvonis. So you have two stories and one beam exactly on top of the other beam. Tuma tachas achas meyem tachter tomei. Talk about a beam which is one tefach wide, so it has a din of an oil. So the tum underneath it, it goes up to the beam and stops over there. Bein tachtoin le'adyoin b'neim tumah. If its tumah is on top of the bottom one but below the upper one, so the bottom one prevents the tumah from going underneath, and the upper one prevents the tumah from going up above and remains within the two of them. If the tumah is on top of the top one, connect that to the kiyah tumah. Then the tumah goes only upwards, but it prevents it from going downwards. If they weren't directly above one another, but the higher ones were in the area of the gaps of the lower ones, in a fashion that if you'd put them all on the whole on the same level, they would cover the whole ceiling. The tumah tachas achas meyem tachas kulam tumah. This is this concept we saw before, that you look at the lower one going up, or the upper one going down, and they combine to form one oil, as long as there's no big gaps horizontally between them. Al-Gabayim, connect them al-Rakiya Tummi. The same thing the other way around. The tumah is on top of them, they all starve to prevent the tumah from going underneath, but it just goes upwards.